Good morning, and welcome to Simply Science. It's Saturday, April 20th. On today's show, students showcase their skills at the Texas Science Olympiad competition, while scientists reveal if your body shape puts you at risk of colorectal cancer. Plus, scientists discover a new way to extract cosmological information from galaxy surveys. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Science. We start off with an exciting event that brought together students from across Texas to showcase their scientific skills and knowledge, the Texas Science Olympiad competition. The event was held at the Brazos County Expo Center and featured a variety of team-based and individual competitions covering biology, earth science, chemistry, physics, computers, and technology. For more on this, we turn to our Simply Science correspondent. Can you tell us a bit more about what the Texas Science Olympiad competition entails?
The Texas Science Olympiad competition is an interscholastic tournament that challenges students to apply what they've learned in their science classes in a competitive setting. Students work together in teams or individually to solve problems, build devices, and demonstrate their understanding of scientific concepts. The competitions cover a wide range of scientific disciplines, from biology and chemistry to physics and computer science. It's an opportunity for students to put their knowledge to the test and see how they measure up against their peers from other schools.
It sounds like the students put a lot of effort into preparing for this competition. What kind of work goes into getting ready for an event like this?
Preparing for the Texas Science Olympiad competition is a year-long endeavor for many of these students. They spend countless hours studying, conducting experiments, and building devices to hone their skills. Teachers like Kelly Stanford, a seventh-grade science teacher at Goodson Middle School, work closely with their students to guide them through the process. Stanford says she gives her students whatever wisdom and knowledge she can, but ultimately it's through their own hard work and problem-solving that they succeed. When challenges arise, Stanford says her students are able to take the lead and find solutions on their own.
It's great to see students so engaged and excited about science. What do the students themselves have to say about their experience with the Texas Science Olympiad competition?
For many students, the Texas Science Olympiad competition is more than just a chance to show off their scientific skills. It's an opportunity to have fun and bond with their peers. Lily Calarco, an eighth grade participant, says she enjoys getting to do something fun and school-related with her friends. Sarah Sanchez, another eighth grader, has been working on a plane all year to showcase at the competition. And for some students, like Calarco, the competition is a stepping stone towards their future career goals. Calarco says she wants to be a dermatologist when she grows up, so having the chance to participate in an event like this is important to her.
It's great to see young students so passionate about science and thinking about their future careers through events like the Texas Science Olympiad competition. You can find more information on their website. Now, shifting gears to a new study that suggests your body shape could be putting you at a higher risk of colorectal cancer. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths in the United States, with roughly 150,000 new cases projected for 2024. Many lifestyle factors have been linked to this type of cancer, but it turns out the way our body tends to put on weight may also have an impact. Here with more details is our Simply Science correspondent. So what exactly did this new research find in terms of body shape and colorectal cancer risk?
The study, published in the journal Science Advances, found that individuals who were tall with a centrally obese body type, meaning they carry more weight around their midsection in an apple shape, were more likely to develop colorectal cancers compared to those with other body shapes. General obesity was also associated with an increased risk. The researchers note that body shape is determined by a combination of environmental and genetic factors.
We often hear about apple and pear-shaped body types. Can you explain a bit more about what those terms mean and how they relate to health risks?
Apple and pear are widely used terms to describe fat distribution in the body. An apple shape refers to carrying more weight around the waist and midsection, with narrower hips. A pear shape is the opposite. More weight is carried in the hips and thighs. Studies have found that the apple body shape in particular may increase the risk of various health issues like heart disease and type 2 diabetes, even among those with a healthy BMI. This new research adds colorectal cancer to that list of potential risks for those with an apple body type, especially if they are also tall.
If body shape is determined partially by genetics, are there still things people can do to reduce these health risks?
While genetic predisposition does play a role in body shape and where we tend to store fat, there are still lifestyle factors within our control. The study's lead author, epidemiologist Heinz Freisling, notes that things like tobacco smoking can favor fat accumulation around the waist. On the flip side, being physically active, less sedentary, and eating a balanced diet all help maintain a healthy weight and body shape. So while we can't change our genes, we do have the power to make healthy lifestyle choices that can reduce the risks associated with central obesity and an apple-shaped body type.
Thanks for that insight. Certainly, an important reminder that while we can't control everything about our health, lifestyle choices do matter. On the topic of scientific advancements, scientists have discovered a new way to extract cosmological information from galaxy surveys, according to a recent study published in the journal Communications Physics. The research was led by scientists at the National Astronomical Observatories of the Chinese Academy of Sciences, or NAOC. Here with more details is our Simply Science correspondent. So what exactly did these scientists develop?
The researchers developed a new method for efficiently extracting information from galaxy surveys. Massive galaxy redshift surveys are powerful tools for probing the universe in this era of precision cosmology. By observing a great number of spectra from distant galaxies, astronomers are able to create density fields of galaxies at different epochs of the universe. These density fields carry crucial information about the clustering of galaxies, which is quantified by two-point and n-point correlation functions, where n is greater than 2. The information content in the n-point functions is highly complementary to that in the two-point functions, and plays an important role in studies of the nature of dark energy, dark matter, and gravity.
But it sounds like it's been difficult to actually use these n-point functions in practice. What challenges have scientists faced?
You're right. It has been difficult to make use of the n-point functions due to various complexities, including the measurement and modeling of these quantities. But after working on this challenging task for a few years, the NAOS researchers and their collaborators have now developed a new method for extracting information in the endpoint functions from the two-point functions. This new method is based on a technology called density reconstruction.
And how does this density reconstruction approach work? What does it allow scientists to do?
The density reconstruction method makes it possible to extract the primary information in the three-point and four-point functions by a joint analysis of the two-point functions measured from the pre- and post-reconstructed density fields, respectively. Essentially, it opens a new window for using the high-order information in galaxy surveys in a much more efficient way.
It certainly sounds like this could have significant implications for upcoming galaxy surveys and cosmological studies.
Absolutely. The researchers say this new method will be important for cosmological implications for forthcoming galaxy surveys, including the Dark Energy Spectroscopic Instrument, DESI, Prime Focus Spectrograph, PFS, and China Space Station Telescope, CSST. These surveys will collect massive amounts of data on the large-scale structure of the universe. Being able to efficiently extract high-order information could lead to new insights about the nature of dark energy, dark matter, gravity, and the evolution of the cosmos.
Fascinating developments in cosmology. It will be exciting to see how this new approach advances our understanding of the universe in the coming years. On a different note, a new study has found that nearly half of China's major cities are sinking due to groundwater extraction and the weight of urban infrastructure. This puts a significant portion of the country's population at risk of flooding in the coming century. For more on this, we turn to our correspondent. What can you tell us about the extent of this problem?
The study looked at 82 Chinese cities, with populations over 2 million, and found that 45% are sinking by more than 3 millimeters per year. Even more concerning, 16% are sinking by over 10 millimeters annually. The affected cities are mostly concentrated in the eastern part of China and along the coast.
And what are the main factors causing these cities to sink?
There are two primary causes. One is the extraction of groundwater, which can lead to the compaction of soil and rock layers. The other factor is the immense weight of the buildings and infrastructure in these rapidly growing urban areas. Over time, this weight causes the ground to slowly subside.
So how many people could potentially be impacted by this in combination with rising sea levels?
The researchers estimate that by the year 2020, between 55 and 128 million people in coastal China could be exposed to flooding and irreparable damage. That represents about 10% of the country's coastal population.
Those are some staggering numbers. Is there anything that can be done to mitigate or reverse this trend of sinking cities?
Reducing groundwater extraction would certainly help slow the rate of subsidence. However, in many of these regions, groundwater is a critical resource. Developing alternative water sources will be key. Additionally, urban planning will need to start accounting for the changing ground levels and flood risks. Some cities are already experimenting with sponge city designs that can better absorb floodwater.
It sounds like addressing this issue will require a multifaceted approach. Thanks for that insight into the sinking cities of China. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Science. We'll see you back here tomorrow.